Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Steel Ivory,
and you're listening to
Weekdays with Merv.
In this glass of wine, I am hoping I will find all the answers to the questions that lay heavy on my mind. In this glass of wine, I am hoping I will see the last week salvation that will bring me to my knees. I have felt like a bucket at the bottom. I've been empty well, and oh, can't you tell? You know I need a friend, so fill me
listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Merv. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Adrienne Howe. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This is going to be a fun show, folks. And with all that being said, let's go ahead and welcome the super talented Miss Adrienne Howe to the show. Hey, Adrienne, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I've got to tell you, just right off the top, that was the first time I've ever heard that song. And your voice is just wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sitting there, and I was listening to it as it was playing, and I'm going, I'm thinking, this girl's incredible. Holy crap.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, I thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And as we were talking a little bit off air, I'm your manager, who is also a friend of mine, actually set this up for us. So thank you to Jill for that.
Yeah, thanks, Jill.
So before we get into other stuff I wanted to cover today, just kind of tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so I started singing when I was probably 6 years old in church. It's actually kind of a funny story. My dad heard me singing in my bedroom, and later that night we watched a TV show that was kind of scary, so I was, like, not wanting to go to bed. And he's like, well, if you sing for your mom and show her your voice, I heard you singing earlier, then you can stay up later with us. And so, of course, I did. And it just kind of went from there. I sang in church growing up, all over. I grew up in Illinois. So I sang in my church and in churches all around the area. And then in about high school, I started coming to Nashville to sing and met up with some people here. And then in college is when I met up with Jill and TJ for the first time, and just been going ever since. And it's what makes me happy and what I love to do. So can't imagine life without it.
Awesome. So, how long have you been in Nashville?
I moved to Nashville in August of 2014, so does that make it 7 years this year, which does not seem possible.
Wow. And the reason I ask that is because I live about maybe 2.5 hours west of Nashville, and that is like my absolute favorite place in this entire world.
It is great.
I've been traveling back and forth to Nashville as much as I can for probably the last 20 years or so. So I just love that town so much. It's just not even funny.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of change in the city then from coming that long, because even in the 7 years I've lived here, I swear every time I go downtown, there's something different.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, and I'm probably aging myself here, but I remember when the Nashville Predators came down.
Wow.
And I also remember when the Titans came to town too. So I'm probably aging myself there, but you know.
No, it's really cool though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did have some kind of fun get to know you questions if you're okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you might have kind of inadvertently answered this first question, but if you weren't in the music industry, what would you be doing right now if you weren't a singer?
So if I wasn't a singer, that's hard. I don't know. I am currently getting my master's degree in teaching, but that's something I think I'm doing in conjunction with singing, so... I guess just teaching full time, because I definitely want to continue doing music. I don't teach yet. I'm still in the process of getting my degree, but definitely that. I like learning, and I like teaching things that I'm passionate about.
Nice. okay. So, I know you've been in the music industry a while, so If you could go back and change one thing about your career thus far, would you, and what would it be?
I was just thinking about that, actually. I think it's not a regret, but I definitely think I would have plugged in more when I went to Belmont for my undergrad. I think I would have plugged in more with people who are also trying to break into the music industry. Not that I don't think I did, but maybe just a little bit more so than I did. But I have no regrets. I'm really proud of where I am and happy about where I am now. And I think if you regret, then you just kind of drive yourself crazy because you can't go back and fix things.
Right. And I get that. I think we all have regrets at some point, and if you don't, I think you're lying to yourself. So
yeah, you're right.
Okay. So I always like to ask this question to all of my guests. When everything's said and done with your music career, 40, 50 years down the road, or whenever that might be, what impact or legacy would you like to leave on the industry?
I just really want, maybe not even just on the industry, but on people as a whole. I think for me, I grew up in a very, very small town, and I love my hometown so much, but I think sometimes it's hard for kids who grow up in a small town to think that they can really go out and make a difference in the world, and I just want people who grew up in situations like I did to know that no matter how small you may feel your voice is, you can make a huge impact on people, maybe even more so than you know. So I think just making an impact on small town kids so that they know that they can find opportunity in this world is something that means a lot to me.
And I understand that. And the reason I ask that question is because I've been doing this podcast. This will be my ninth year doing the podcast, which is just so far so far beyond belief that I'm just not even computing that right now. But
that's
I think beyond anything I do with my podcast, and I've won a couple of awards for this thing, I'm not going to lie, I think beyond anything I do with podcasts, I think I just want to be known in this space as just being a good dude, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think you got that under control, so you're doing a good job.
Well, I appreciate that, and I've said this before too. I'm the same thing I tell everybody else. If I believe in you and what you're doing, and I definitely believe in you, I'll be your biggest cheerleader and your biggest champion. You know.
Well, thank you. That's awesome. That's great.
And I started this podcast, like I said, in 2012, to give some incredibly talented people like yourself a safe space where they can come and share their stories and share their music and just be heard in an industry where we both know that's not always the case.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. A few more questions for you. I know you're on social media. I mean, pretty much everybody in the world is on social media these days. It seems like. How has social media affected your career thus far?
Well, I think until this past year, I really didn't realize the impact that social media truly can have on a career. But with COVID, it's just been so difficult to play out. One, because I don't want to go out and get sick and get my family members sick. But two, just the fact that places haven't been really open until recently for live music. So social media has truly changed my career, I'd say, this past year, just from being able to reach audiences that I wouldn't have normally reached just playing shows in Nashville. I've done a lot of like Facebook takeovers and Instagram takeovers that have given me access to a whole new audience that I probably wouldn't have reached just with traditional shows. So yeah, social media has definitely made a huge difference. And like I said, I've just truly noticed it this past year, it's doing strictly things online.
And I remember when everything started shutting down and shows started getting canceled and everything, I remember I'd open up like Instagram or Facebook or whatever, you know, and there would be like literally a 15 live streams. I'd be like, what the crap, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot. And I think it's great that people have kind of adjusted to the ways that we get our music out, just to stay safe and to protect people, because it was definitely hard. I know for a lot of musicians that this was their like full-time job. So it's good to adapt and adjust. So I'm glad we've got social media.
Right. I've got to be honest with you too. Social media is crucial for what I do with the podcast, because social media is literally where I find almost 100% of my guests.
Wow.
I mean, I understand that. I understand the impact that social media has, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this too. I think social media, especially in this pandemic, has put artists, major artists, and independent artists like yourself on sort of a level playing field as far as playing shows goes, because nobody can get out, like you said, you know. Nobody can go out there and travel. So I think it's put the entire music industry on the same playing field.
Yeah, that I hadn't thought about it that way, but that totally makes sense to me too, because you've got, you know, people like me and people like, you know, Kelsey Ballerini or someone, we're all putting our music out the same way. And yeah, you are right. It definitely does put everybody on a level playing field right now.
And speaking of again, of social media, I see this all the time. And it's one of the things I love about the country music industry as a whole. Here, a couple of days ago, it happened for a friend of mine, where the major artists like the Kelsey Ballerinas of the world or Carly Pearce or somebody like that will reach out to and support the new generation like yourself.
Yeah, that's, I mean, even Carly Pearce, one time she retweeted a video of me singing one of her songs, and that in and of itself means so much. So I think it's great that that's happening more and more.
And I love the fact that it's a women supporting women, because let's face it, I'm just going to be honest. Women get a bad rap in the music industry. I'm just going to be honest. y'all can come for me on social media. I don't care. I'm just gonna be honest with you on that. But I love seeing not just women supporting each other, but the entire country music community. Because I feel like I've been covering this industry for so long, and I've been going to Nashville back and forth, like I said, for over 20 years now, that I've come to feel like I'm a part of the family. And y'all have welcomed me with open arms. And I love that aspect of country music.
Yeah, that's like the best part. It is just like one huge family in country music. And whether you're a fan or you're an artist, like it just does feel like a family. And I love that about country as well.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing I miss about going to Nashville, it's the music industry events. Because like I said earlier, I'm not in Nashville permanently, so and going to events and stuff like that is pretty much the only way that I have of physically seeing my friends in the industry. So
mm-hmm.
So I miss music industry events more than anything.
Yeah. It'll be really awesome once this pandemic's over and we can go back to some events, because I mean, people like you wanting to see your friends and all that, just miss it. I miss the world pre-COVID, so I'm ready for everything to pick back up again.
I will tell you this. As soon as they give the all clear and the vaccine does its thing, you will have to physically drag me out of Nashville.
That's awesome. I know my friends and I were saying we just want to be 24-year-olds. We're so ready to just be able to go out and hang out and, you know, do what 24-year-olds do. And as soon as we get the all clear, we are going to hang out and have a good time.
And I saw this on Twitter. I believe it was around Christmas. I follow the Nashville Predators on Twitter. And they tweeted out something like, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. And then I go, a gradual loss of social skills. because we've been cooped up in the house for about a year at that point. So it was crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is funny, though. You kind of forget how to talk to people. it's
exactly.
So weird.
When all you have is social media and texting, that's pretty much all we have at this point, social media and texting.
Yep. It's definitely been weird.
Absolutely. Okay, so a couple more questions for you, then I think we're going to wrap things up.
Okay.
Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I feel like I always say the advice to leave my hometown, and I feel like that sounds so bad, because I do. I, like, truly love my hometown. I'm from Paris, Illinois. It's a great, great town, but I think leaving, for me at least, was the best thing, because I've gotten to be in an environment where I could really grow, and I've done so much since I moved to Nashville, and I even moved to Germany for 6 months, so I feel like those are opportunities I wouldn't have gotten had I stayed in my small town. I think just getting out, even if it's, you know, for a year, just traveling somewhere where you don't know, or, you know, just branching out and being an independent person, I think, is honestly really good advice. Just get to know yourself. That's super important. And you can accomplish that, I think, by traveling outside of your comfort zone.
I remember I was in, well, I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So, so I was in Chicago in 2014, I believe it was, about the time you moved to Nashville, about the year that you moved. I love it up there. I mean, it's Illinois is one of the prettiest states I've seen.
It is pretty, and isn't Wrigley Field just like, it's like the Holy Land, in my opinion. I'm a Cubs fan, so I think that's probably why I'm a little biased, but the first time I ever went into Wrigley Field, I cried.
I remember walking into Wrigley and seeing the ivy on the outfield walls.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can die now.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt, too. It's just like, there's nothing like it.
Did you, you know, Wrigley and Fenway Park are like two of the most iconic stadiums ever.
Very true.
So,
how many left do you have to go?
I have one more left.
Oh my
gosh.
Seattle. Wow.
I've seen 29.
Cool.
And we
that
started,
is so cool.
Well, I started the trips about the time I started the podcast, about 8 or 9 years ago. So yeah, it's been an interesting few years, I'm gonna be honest.
Eventful for sure.
Yeah. I remember one time, and I'll try to make this as short as humanly possible. But I remember one time I was out in California, five baseball stadiums out there. I saw five stadiums in 5 days.
Wow, that's a busy 5 days.
I'll tell you one thing: I'm never doing that again. I'm never doing that again. It was so hectic to plan, and it was just, we had to wake up at like the crack of dawn nearly to make our next hotel or our next stadium or next whatever. So it was just crazy.
Yeah, it's like the life of a rock star right there.
If that's the life of a rock star, I'll pass.
That's funny.
I'll pass if that's their lifestyle. I'll pass. Okay. Last question I've got for you, okay? Before we move into what's coming up for you, as a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
I think I'm mostly inspired by other people. I take a lot of inspiration, I think, for songs and observing other people's situations and even like TV shows and movies, getting ideas from relationships and stuff like that. And that way, I think, is probably what makes me most creative. Definitely like to take chapters out of the stories of people around me. I think it's really good to write authentically. So if somebody else has something interesting going on in their life, that really inspires me to be creative.
Awesome. So before we wrap up, I wanted to know what's coming up for you in the next, maybe say next year. If we can get this virus under control.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I don't know. I would love to write some more this year and get out some new music, hopefully like end of this year. That's probably my goal this year, just to write some songs and show how I think I've grown a lot throughout this past year. I think a lot of people have grown a lot. So new music that reflects who I am now. I think that's about it. And then hopefully next year playing some more shows out once it's hopefully, fingers crossed, safe again.
And speaking of music, I've got to tell you, the song that we played to start the show is absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
It and believe it or not, that was the first time I'd ever actually heard it.
That's awesome. I'm glad you like it.
Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
I think that's it. I can't think of anything else.
Awesome. Well, this has been so much fun, Adrian. And do me a favor, will you please?
Yeah.
The next time you see Jill or TJ, tell them I said hi.
I will do that 100%.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for doing this. Like I said,
thank you.
this has been so much fun, and I don't think I've laughed this much in an interview in a long time.
Oh, well, I'm glad. It's awesome.
Before we let you go, though, I did want to say that you have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, I would love to come back, so you just let me know.
I'll do it. So I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But thank you again for doing this.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
All right. I'll talk to you later, Adrian. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Adrian Halp. Let me see who we have next week. Hold on, folks. If you'll ever bring it up. There we go. Let's see. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, our regular time, we have the super talented singer-songwriter Brooklyn joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.